for Bob, half the vote for the anti-Bob.
My God, Bob! Please, please, Bob, I'll vote for you, Bob! Please!
Vote for Bob. I think Bob's a loser. I'm voting for Connie. Thank you very much.
I'd like to vote against Bob. I don't believe that he's serious.
Oh, hi. It's Keith calling. I don't mean to disturb you on your phone or anything. I just wanted to express my support for the Reverend Bob J.R. Dodds and to pass on my regards to Scott, who I was in fact trying to phone, and hopefully through the medium of this phone call he'll phone as well to pledge his support for Bob Dodds on the Secret Council of Ten and the complex meridian I can't say it right now.
Bob. 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 Bob.
Hi, this is Tom Martin. I'd like to cast a vote for Bob. And cast off a boat for Connie. Make that a nice yacht. I think she deserves it. Bye.
This is the Ayatollah Katola from the Eldoran People's Republic. I would like to cast a vote for the sub-geniuses of the Eldoran People's Republic. All 22,000 represents four Bob from the Secret Council of Kings. Thank you.
Well, good morning, and praise Bob. I hope you managed to tune into the universal frequency and the last word, a combination of frequencies.
How do we really know that he is the J.R. Bob Dodds? And if he is, can he possibly be stupid enough to give out your phone number to the demented airwaves? Hell no. He is not Bob. For we are all Bob. All of us who take upon ourselves the responsibility to be as abnormal as circumstances will allow.
Am I too late? Are the polls still open? Are they holding the polls open? The scrutineers, are they expecting some late returns coming in here? We've got to register a vote for or against Bob. You know how most people, when they go into the polling station, they still haven't made up their mind. Here we're live, we're on the phone. Where's the X gonna go? Maybe I can dial with one of those touch tone phones and pick my candidate, but I only know the name of one, so gosh, I guess it's gotta be Bob. Okay, that's it. Voting accomplished. On to other matters. Not this most recent week, but the previous week when we had a lot of chaos down at the station. I phoned in. Mike says Bob doesn't answer your questions. You try to correct Mike and you say, of course I answer my question. So, there you go. I think it's all on the tape. It's very clear, very evident. But you're not answering my question. You answer your question. And everything's happy. So, this is how you name the 10 leading actors in the global theater, rather than responding to my question regarding Mother Teresa. So, again, review the tape. It's all there in black and white or whatever tapes come in. Okay? By the way, last thing. If by any chance you want to see RoboCop for the 12th time or whatever, you know, help your retrieval process along. Ian and I will be down there on Friday night, 7 o'clock at the Blue Room. Okay? Bye.
I didn't have much time. I'd just play the first 13. Right?
Was there any repetition there at all? Were those all separate calls?
Oh, they were all separate people.
Yeah.
I don't know any of them. But obviously they did their job. They voted today, that day, last Wednesday, February 24th. One of the key events in the last 1,000 years, and certainly as momentous as the Council of Nicaea in 300 A.D., which decided to specify Jesus the Christ as divine, right? So I may be a little nervous. It's all come down, the work of centuries coming down to what you're going to do right now. I have not seen the envelope. It was handed to me.
I have here in front of me. This is, I guess as I do on the award presentation, I have the envelope. It's been, so why don't you just hand it to me to make it official. And we have with us from McGillin and Upright, the holders of the envelope who have tabulated the results. Thank you, sir. Okay, it's been passed to me.
Right now, there it is. Now, before you open it, Mike...
Can I rip it, Bob? Or do I have to
You might rip the tabulation. I want to specify. I think it should be on the sheet, but there's a total of 40 votes possible. The Secret Council 10 only allows 40 votes.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out of the 10 members, 4 made the final heat. And you're going to read, you'll see the 4 names and their tallies.
Okay.
So
let's get right to that. I can barely wait.
Before you open it, shouldn't you put on a sequin nightgown with a plunging V neckline?
Is the tuxedo not good enough?
Yeah, you're implying he's not a man.
Sequin gown might be nicer, but...
I don't want to get into your taste right now. We'll talk about this later.
Yeah, okay, come on.
All right, shall I open it then?
Yeah.
Okay, these are the Secret Council of 10 election results. For February 24th, 1988. Okay. I'm unfolding the paper. And read in the given order.
Yes.
Total number of possible votes, 40. Candidate number 1, Prince Johannes Turnund.
Yes.
Did I pronounce that right? Taxis. Oh, sorry, I missed that.
Turnund Taxis.
Turnund Taxis. 12 votes. Candidate number 2, Prince Charles, is that...
of Great Britain.
Oh, so it's not the funk performer.
No.
12, 2 votes.
Yeah, so that means that's 12 and 2 is 14.
Right.
That leaves...
a lot of 2 in here, actually.
Yeah. A lot, that's 26 votes left, and it's between me and the next candidate.
Okay.
Depending on what this next one gets. What's his name?
Candidate number 3, Mr. Romanov.
Oh, yeah. You recognize that name?
I don't know. Noodles Romanov?
No. It goes back. That's the Skopsky candidate. That's the Russian...
I should get out of this.
Yeah, retrieval to the Russian Tsarist structure.
12 votes.
12 votes? So that's 12, 2, and 12.
4, 6, so... Well, it looks candidate number 4, Mr. J.R. Bob Dobbs, 14 votes. Months and months of work to unleash the tension, the build-up, the emotion.
Don't call Connie.
I wish you could have her telephone.
Yeah.
years of oh, life.
Let's go. Wait,
oh,
wow, that was close.
I'm so proud of you.
Ah, well, your first reaction?
It's just a release. It's like an orgasm, multiple orgasm, because thousands of years of work come down to this mythic moment. And it was a vote of 2 points?
Well, a two vote margin, yeah, over Mr. Taxis and Mr. Romanov.
Taxis, that's the Bolshevik European faction, and Romanov is a Skopje, Prince Charles is the English nobility.
Mm-hmm.
And myself, the subgenius. So you've got, it was 12, 2, 12, and 14.
That's right, yeah.
Well, what's amazing is...
Now, is there any chance of the others getting together in any sort of... Or is this final? I mean, is it...
This is final. Yeah. The breakdown into the final heats of the four candidates represent earlier groupings. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Of the 40 votes. Now, if I recall, there were 13... just let me get my breath here. There were 13 messages from my... on. Voting for Bob there, or mentioning Bob. The first one was empty. He didn't, whoever it was, did not mention the name Bob for or against, which was necessary for the computer register, but I think it was an ESP signal. The guy did it from another dimension, and just the computer registered as Bob, so I thank for that first call. The 12 others making a total of 13, that means the 13 votes that came in, we heard those 13 votes plus mine, because you can vote for yourself or vote wherever you want. In other words, my vote plus those 13 pushed us over the top, and it looks, this is amazing. I mean, I have to really hand it to those people they called in last week to put us over, because...
That would be some long-distance calls as well. How can you explain that? Is that...
Well, the satellite hookup.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is broadcast all over the place with those that have satellite dishes. This goes all over the planet. But the CKLN, you know, we've got more than 100,000 listeners, you know, internationally, but they don't use that in the local ratings.
Yeah.
The thing is that a couple of the gang that was supposedly on the council supporting me did not vote for me. It's amazing. They pledged their votes and they turned on me in the last day and voted for someone else.
Because
it was those 13 votes that put it over. Plus mine makes 14. So, what do we do now?
What? The Judases?
Yeah. I mean, you can't trust anybody in that council. But the significance of this, Mike, is that... since the X's have landed and it's past July 5th, 1998, according to Dateline for Dominance in the Subgenius book, we're into the 21st century now. That means we're into a time of no slack, and we can cheer and celebrate the fact that I can at least orchestrate the proportional pain of that slackless moment that's going to go on for a while. I can say that as of next week, I'll be able to release a lot of files, a lot of backlog, a lot of tapes of the Secret Council 10 meetings, a lot of transcripts and minutes of what I did while I worked in that council for decades. And I think we can look forward to lots of, the Book of Revelation prophecy. This moment, the revelatory apocalyptic information will be coming out on the show, stuff that I could not put out up to this point. But I have control of the information in the data banks of the Secret Council now.
Oh, you can't have
a call. Yeah, so I'm just going to relax here while Mike takes the call. I just got to think about this for a second.
That must have been a dream, actually. He's still alive, and he's
very
going to talk to me
mom.
Now.
What's happened?
I will. Okay. Thanks, caller. All right. No, somebody had dreamt that you had actually died, and I...
Well, I think I did.
You're sitting across from me. And,
you look at me now. I mean, what I gave off there, just think of the backlog of astral.
It was just a dream, Bob. So it was,
Bob is Finnegan's awake. He is a dream. I mean, the headlines for Iran being nuked by Iraq was nightmare, right?
Well, Bob, what do we have in the upcoming weeks then for the subgenius? What direction are we taking now? Sorry, I interrupted you. You're unleashing files, are you?
I will release a lot of the backlog to explain the incredible amount of work I had to put in that was never known about. This was before I came on the air in 1987, in June.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll also keep people up to date on the administrative levels that I'm going to have to do now. I mean, media ecology is now approximately ours, and the test is on me to live up to my potential that I've promised.
So now you'll be closely scrutinized by the voters and the followers of the church and of the council.
Yes, because...
You'll be held responsible for your actions.
I certainly think that they're happy that I won, but now I have to fulfill the promise of a young person, so to speak, who has potential, because once you achieve your promise, you're ignored.
Now that you've been elected, how long is your stay in office?
Forever.
Forever.
But in this immediate dimension, it is until the slack point returns for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the HCE, the here comes everybody syndrome. Because as we go into the next 7 years of slacklessness, because the exes here, they don't have understanding of what we are. And, of course, I have to control that with my baton. The destruction is coming. I think we can look forward to not as much destruction as would have happened if I had not made the council and the chairperson position. That is the good note.
Mm-hmm.
There's still some pain coming, but at least I'll be able to heal the wounds. And then we probably will survive that, and at least the subgeniuses will. That's the promise. And it'll be no longer necessary to just operate on Wednesday. I'll be operating 24 hours a day on the air when we reach that point of forever of slack.
Okay, so it continues. Do you want to play a little of the tape today, or?
Well, since Stang's tapes do not matter anymore, because, you know, I mean, he was a disinformation move to stop my election, but now that I'm in control, I have personally a great more slack now,
mm-hmm.
and I don't mind if we play the Stang tapes. I won't even be bothered. I won't even listen because they don't mean anything. But let the people reflect on their failure as they listen to them.
Okay, well, let's do that. And let's just play a few minutes. We'll come back and reflect on this very important victory for you, and perhaps we'll get a little more into what the future might hold.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good idea, Mike.
Please, Bob.
Thank you.
Born to humble parents somewhere in the Midwest, the child, Bob, experienced a traumatic close encounter with a UFO at the age of 3. Soon thereafter, he began to exhibit strange powers of persuasion. By age 6, he had made his first million, almost by accident. In college, he met and married his first and still his primary wife, Connie, who is now revered by female subgenii as the Blessed Anti-Virgin.
Behind the
curtain, Bob became a salesman of legendary and almost frightening abilities, known to his peers as the man who could sell anything. He worked his way up to the very top of the conspiracy ladder in light of today's news. But late one night in 1953, while working on an amateur television of his own design, an event occurred which was to become a milestone in man's mind path to slack. He was suddenly seized up in the spirit by the hand of Jehovah One itself, the cosmic puppeteer of the Old Testament, the wrathful alien space god from some corporate sin galaxy.
In this timeless moment, which we call the Divine Immaculation of the Bob, Dobbs received the first of countless brain-curdling pronouncements which form the sacred prescriptures of the Church. He was shown a vision, a world where all humanity was equally wealthy, rich beyond imagining, but without working. This experience, combined with his UFO-given sales magic, led him inevitably into the religion field. He quickly discovered the golden rule embodied in his classic saying, they'll pay to know what they really think.
This Bob? You're cool. Psychedelic groover rock atrocity. I can dig it. You want to hear me rap?
Suspect was observed running down the street with a morphine hammer.
And as the new subgenius theme music fading out into the background, interesting potpourri of stuff today, Bob. But who cares, right?
It's okay. I don't mind it. It's obsolete immediately as we hear it.
I like when you have slack. You're a better person to deal with.
Yeah. I'm going to have a lot of slack, and Toronto's going to be a glorious place to be in from now on because it's near my headquarters. I think Toronto should be blessed as the place where it happened. Imagine that. The Council of Nicaea.
Yeah, maybe we should take a new direction of what we're doing here with the show. Maybe we should have weekly guests down. If you want to have a guest down or a friend, I mean, I think that we could encourage that and maybe go in some new direction. I'm not really sure. I think I'd like to see the phones light up a little more. You know, I like that rapport between the audience.
We want all of that, Mike.
We want it all. We want it now.
We want it all, and we want it now.
There's Bob's bodyguard in the background, Ian.
Because, Mike, that's the slack that I promised, that everybody can be part of this. This is truly not only participatory democracy, which we're encouraging, but anticipatory. People who get involved in this show will be way ahead of the times and events that are going to come. Anticipatory is the key. Therefore, everybody's available because we know so many people are going to go into trance now as a result of Slack pouring out with me in the chairperson position. I mean, I feel like my chakras are getting aligned again for the 22nd time, which in a long time since they were aligned before.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the 22nd time. And it's so good. I mean, don't you feel it? Jeez, the release. Those people out there listening now who go to school, who go to work, who work in the Bay Street, who work in art, who work in movies, who work on the ground, they work in the streets and the trams. All those people are listening now. And they just know that despite the fact that Iraq is bombing Iran and that a lot of hell is going to break out, they just know that we're going to make it because an amazing 1,000-year project has come to fruition right now. I mean, a project of Bob's infiltration through many lives, many past lives, to come to this point and win by 2 votes. That means any one of those people that phoned in the 13 votes that we played at the beginning of the show, any one of them can take credit to push it over past the 12 votes that Romanoff and Turnin Taxis got. Prince Charles only got 2 votes. He's going to be pissed angry.
Yeah, very briefly, just some comments on the very poor showing from the British side of things. What happened there?
Well, they lost a lot of momentum in the 50s.
No slack, Mike.
Is it as simple as that?
It's a country of no slack since they went into the post-industrial phase first and suffered the electric effect in the 50s. America is going into it now. And that gave an opportunity for the nobility to move back. I mean, we have the marketing of Fergie and these people, whatever they are, going to Hollywood and being propped up because they need the cash flow, Mike. They need the cash flow. And that's, I mean, the Bolsheviks and the Rockefellers, of course, the Rockefellers were knocked off by the Skopje Russian faction, who moved the Bolshevik faction out. These various teams are more powerful than the English nobility right now, but they are making a kind of a after-image push. I mean, their power that they're going to get on a public level, a non-participatory level in the 1990s, you're going to see Guy and Charles and these people operating in a parliamentary function over the next 10 years. It'll be a pale reflection of the power that I have now. Let them occupy the general corporate media. We know that Bob is operating and bringing the live power of beastly control right here through CKLN all over the universe. I mean, that's what people can feel. You don't need to read the newspapers anymore. You don't need to study the content. You just enjoy the rhetorical effect of the environments, knowing that Bob is orchestrating them in an ecological sense of perspective. And with that, I think I got to go home. I got to talk to Connie.
Mm-hmm.
Connie's going to have a lot more slack now. She was worried last week. She didn't know that her number would be used.
But I think she's a very understanding person.
Yeah.
I think under the circumstances, you know, you're going home a different person today, Bob.
Yeah, I think Bob has finally developed the highest level that not only man, but a subgenius can achieve in this body.
Praise Bob.
Let's leave it at that. Thanks, yes. Bob. Congratulations again.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah. You did good work, Mike.
Praise Bob.
Praise. Who shot the Pope?
Initially and ostensibly for the purpose of defending America from foreign invasion or any kind of hostile threat from abroad, have in fact arrogated to themselves the total power of the society. They decided that they knew better than the democratic authorities in this country what was going on, and that they would eliminate anyone who got in their way. Some of the people who have gotten in their way were John and Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and at this point several thousand other people of less fame, of other.
Because something is happening and you don't know what it is.
Find out who shot the Pope, Dave Emery and Nip Tuck, every second Sunday morning at 10 on 88.1 CKLN.